podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily and I are going to be out this Saturday for the Taste of Lone Tree. Mingling with you this Saturday from 2 to 5. The event itself goes on from 1 to 7. All sorts of great food from local restaurants, some beer and wine sampling. Bring the kids, have fun with them, and much more. And for tickets and to get more information, just go to mix100.com. It's funny that there's going to be a lot of food here and a lot of strangers, Emily, because that combination doesn't usually work well for you.
No, I'm a weird little quirk. We just moved into our beautiful new house, and we have some of the nicest humans, I think, living as neighbors. It's really throwing me off. I didn't realize that neighbors were actually this kind. And Adam has been chumming it up with them. And they told Adam, when you guys are all settled in, we'd love to have you over for dinner.
Oh, how very kind.
Hey, a little hamburger helper.
And Adam tells me this, and I say, oh my God, really? And he's like, well, yeah. And I was like, I can't do that. Well, why? Because I can't eat in front of people I don't know. I can't eat in front of strangers. And I think that, like, it's totally normal to me, and I don't get why you are looking at me like that right
That's
now.
Different. That is different.
Actually, I kind of feel your pain because I'm sort of that way too.
Like a whole meal?
Yeah. Or just eating. Like, for instance, say you're out at a restaurant and so you're eating and some people come up and they go, hey, Dom, how you been? Somebody gets a couple and they're standing there next to your table. I can't think about eating or anything like that because just eating in front of other people is awkward for me. I don't even like people to watch me take bites.
Depends on the meal, I guess, too.
I think finger foods are okay. Like, I'm thinking, you know, maybe like a tot appetizer or some
jalapeno poppers. For you with your stranger neighbors.
They're like, look, we made spaghetti. And you're
no, I can't do it. Yeah. Anything involving a fork, but even dips, I would be, you know, because there's just way too much room for you to spill. I can't eat in front of strangers.
Do you know what it is? It's that nobody can look graceful eating. You can't. If you think about the act itself, and if you watch somebody, they open up their mouth and they
so like sub sandwiches tonight.
But what a great way to break the ice, right? You have a little onion dip on the side of your lip there.
I want them to know the very put together, polite, adorable, charming Emily, not onion dip on the face Emily.
Yeah.
So I I've been out to places, you know, and I get really nervous, you know, because you're in conversation and, you know, I'm overthinking things and I'm trying to, you know, tell the right jokes and not be too rude. And
it's yet another reason I have stressed to people, first date, coffee or tea.
Right.
Right. Because you're trying to make a good impression and you cannot look dignified on a first date, eating anything, opening your mouth and shoving food in doesn't look
good. Can't do it. Yeah.
And so dinners for a first date are a little, you want to go somewhere for an hour and just hang out with them. Then dinner for the second date.
Yeah.
Soup.
God, I don't know. You're moving a little quick. Second date? I don't know.
Even soup, you look kind of
don't
silly.
Slurp. I know, you're circling.
Soup is sexy.
So,
well, good luck.
It's kind of them to invite. Maybe what you can do is have a few interactions with them before and then take them up on the dinner offer.
Right.
I hope they serve steak too, since you're a pescatarian.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. You'd show yourself already as a high maintenance
neighbor.
Well, you guys,
neighbor. I know.
Like, yeah, I can come over, but here's a list of things I
can't
have.
You go, I've prepared a list of acceptable foods.
I put it in a binder and it is
color-coded,
laminated.
And this is why they're going to invite Adam over and never me again.
And they open up your binder and it says one word, fish.
So. Tuna.
God.
A little tuna in your teeth there.
I'm a pain in the butt.
Well, it's better they find out now, I guess.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.